Topic began with a simple discussion. A man asked, when the Bible said that God said, let us make man in our image, who was the us? And I said to him, God is the us. So he said, but he said, let us. Yes, the three of them, let us. So the person said, who am I referring to? Is it the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? I said, yes. And the person said, what you're saying, the three is one? So I laughed and I said, brother, you couldn't know that by yourself. Is the Spirit of God just revealed that to you? That the three is one, which is correct. The three is one. As God is one, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I said to him, this is a mystery, and if you should try and understand it with a carnal mind, then you will never understand it, because it will blow your mind. It's only in the Spirit that you understand it, through the Spirit of God, just as though God revealed it to him. That the three is one. Now, I opened the Bible and I went to Genesis chapter 1, where the creation is. Normally they call the three in one, we call it Trinity, or I come up hearing, they call it, call the Godhead, the three in one, Trinity. Alright? When I say it, I mean the concept, not talking about it, referring to God. It, the concept of, that is what I'm referring to, right? Alright, so, Genesis chapter 1, it says that, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So there we have God, that is one. Two in the three in one. And it said that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And here we're going now, and this is verse 2, and it said, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, don't miss that. It says, the Spirit of God, so that is two. So we have God, then we have the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then here we have now in verse 3, and this is going to go on in a few of the other verses that follow. It says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the very fact that God said, we are talking about his word, his spoken word, so he spoke it into being. Now, we're talking about the word of God, which is the third in the Godhead. So, we just spoke about God himself, we just spoke of the Spirit of God, and now we are speaking of the word of God. It is the third in the Trinity. Now, don't get confused. John chapter 1. If you go to the New Testament in John chapter 1, and let us go there. I'm going right there. I'm going to quote it word for word. Word for word. It says, in the beginning was the Word. The same Word, you know. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. You see, we're talking about the Godhead. The Word was God, and him, same one. And this is how we're going to prove now even further that Jesus is God. All right, listen now. So it said the same, John chapter 1, verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then it said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. There was a man sent from God. He's talking about John here. So we skip and go to verse 14. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. This is the same Word that we just spoke of. So in the beginning was the Word. The same Word that we speak of in Genesis chapter 1. When God said, so this is the Word, So it says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jesus Christ. So without a doubt, I have just proved to you that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. That is one. Two, the Word of God is God. And therefore, Jesus Christ is God. All right, so here we go. So anybody who was in doubt, wondering if Jesus Christ is God or if he's the Son of God, there you have it. He is the only begotten Son of God. And I'm going to explain the concept a little further down. So he is God. So if you're wondering if he is God, he is God. If you're wondering if he's the Son of God, he is the Son of God. And as I said before, it's a mystery. And you only understand these things with the help of the Spirit of God. You cannot understand it with a carnal mind. Alright? So that is John chapter 1. I will read 1 to 3 and we'll read verse 14 in particular. Right? Now it comes back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. So that God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, so all throughout God said. Now the part that the man was talking about is found in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. So verse 26 says, and God said, let us make man. So this is where the person was asking, who is the us? He was trying to play a trick on me. But right away, the Spirit of God assisted me because I didn't know that I was going to say that. But immediately he said that, the Spirit of God assisted me, and that is how I was able to respond. That the us that the Bible was talking about here in Genesis 1:26, when it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, it was talking about the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we see it here where I just said to you that you see the three in one here. It's in the beginning God created, then he said the Spirit of God moved, and then he said God said. So the Word. All right, so we have clarified that part. Now I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to put this in illustration form. Yeah, draw it and animate it so that even a child can understand it. So that is to come a little further. Look out for it. Revelation 13 verse 9.com. Okay. What is the importance then of we accepting Jesus Christ? You know that we have established that Jesus Christ is the Word becoming flesh, and we know that the Word is God. You know that Jesus Christ is God, as referred to in the three. Is one. Good? When it says that God sent his only begotten Son, people might question and say then, oh, God get a son? Or is he the Son of God? I just prove it to you. How did he become the Son of God? He came out of God. Alright. Look at it in a physical way. Seeing that maybe you're finding it a little bit hard to understand. Look at it in a physical way. You are a child. Or you are a person. How did you come to this earth in physical form? And let me tell you, you were somewhere before you came here. The Spirit of God, remember how man came about? God blew breath into the dust that he had formed out. He blew his breath into man, and man became a living soul. It's not the body that gives you life. It's the breath that God blew. God himself blew himself into what he had formed, and it became a living soul. So you were with God before, as God is a spirit, and he blew himself into man. So man became a living soul. Alright, so besides all of that now, so we're coming back now to the physical man, the living soul. How did you come here? So separate and apart from Adam, being created directly from God, God said that man should multiply and replenish the earth and all of that. Now we put something in place that we call marriage, and I'm not going to elaborate on marriage in this discussion. We put something in place where through marriage, through the coming together of the man and the woman, a life is formed, and the woman brings forth that life, because the woman has the womb to carry forth what the man has planted in the woman, which is called the seed of the man. And scientists call that seed sperm. So they give it a name and they call it sperm. But for my discussion, I'm going to call it seed. Now the man plant the seed into the woman, and that seed grow and it turn into another human being. And when it comes to maturity, then the woman go into labor, and if it's a natural birth, then the woman would, they call it push, they push out that baby. Alright, so you come here now, so you are here. You are the physical man, you are here. So you would say that you came out from your father. Your mother is your carrier. The mother is the one that nurtures you, or carries you, nurtures you. But he really and truly is the man you came from. As the man planted the seed, and that is how you came about. So you came out of your father. Good? So we understand that part, that you came from your father. Now, if you look on your father would be one man. But inside that one man, is many sons. But he started off with one son, or one daughter, or one whoever he has. So he started off with one. That is how you came here. Even if you came here as a twin. I've never heard that two babies came out at the same time. One always come out first. So anyway you take it, it started off with one. So your father had you. But before you came, your father was one. So just imagine you see your father standing there. But you inside of your father, you know. But it's when your father bring forth that you come here. So that's why in John chapter 1, it says that Jesus Christ, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among man. So the Word, which is God, produced Jesus Christ, which is the begotten, the only begotten Son of God. So God only do one. One alone he did. And then through that one, then we're going to get many more sons and daughters. So just like how your father had you, then you know, we're talking from a physical perspective, then you know as a man. So we're talking from a father, son. That is why you see throughout the earth, you look and see the generation passed down from a father to a son, and not a father to a daughter, and the son take the last name because it's a seed. Notice the generations in the Bible too. It's a seed. It's a man. You realize that they call the generations, and they call it by the man, not by the woman, because it's the man that carry the seed and the lineage. So you know as the man, after your father seed and you come, then you as the man have a capacity now to create many sons and daughters. So this is how Jesus came in now. So you understand the concept of how Jesus became the only begotten Son of God. Because the Word, which is God, became flesh, which is Jesus Christ. Okay, so you understand that part. Let me give you some time to think it over. You can pause it, the audio, and just think over what was said and try to get a deeper understanding of it. Ask the Spirit of the Lord to help you as well. Okay. You get that part. So we're going now to a spiritual level. We're going now to a higher level. So catch this. Jesus, who is the only begotten Son, going to birth sons and daughters. But he's not going to birth sons and daughters through a physical means. Means say, he's not in sperm. He's going to use to get children, to get sons and daughters. No. Jesus was a perfect man. He never sinned. Remember God, you know, but him coming a man, so him give you a way where we too can come through him and be saved. So let me tell you how we come through him now. We come through him via adoption, because he's the only begotten Son. We going to come through him, so him ago get a whole heap of sons and daughters. So God would be like a grandfather. But on our grandfather, our father. But it's through Jesus Christ that we will be called the sons of God. So we'll no longer be just out there being our fathers, our earthly fathers' children, our earthly mothers' children. But we will now be gathered back. Spiritually, remember in the beginning, God blew his breath into man. Into the body that he has formed, and man became a living soul. The body with the breath of God became a living soul. So it's his breath that he blew into man. So we now will be gathered back. I remember it's through sin that we were separated. So we will now become sons of God through Jesus Christ. Now the transaction is this. It is only through blood that the transaction can be done. So don't debate as if there's another way. There is no other way. God already set it up. So when people argue and say, well, you know, there's another way to get to God, there is no other way, because God set it up from the beginning that, look, his only begotten Son will come and die for the sins of man. And it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ that it can be done. So there is no other way. So let's not debate that part. Anybody debating that part, they are in rebellion, because God already said, just like how he said in the beginning, and there's the sun and the moon and the day and the night, and he said and things come, God said and his word stands forever. No debate about that. So the only way that a transaction can be done is through pure blood. And that blood is Jesus Christ's blood. It's through Jesus, the shedding of Jesus' blood. So when they crucified Jesus, it's a spiritual transaction taking place. It's not just the physical what you see. It's a spiritual transaction that took place on the cross. And that is why the cross too is so important. But let me not stretch too far. So I'm talking about the transaction with the blood. No. The blood that was needed is not the blood of rams and the blood of birds and chickens, because those wear off. The power in those wear off after a time. So we needed a blood that will span from the beginning, that can go to the past, that can span to the future. We need a blood that can span the past, the present, the future. A blood that will never lose its power. A blood that stands the test of time. And the only blood that could do that is the blood of Jesus Christ. So when we know, so we know the transaction. So when we know, accept Jesus Christ, this is the only way, the Bible said, this is the only way that man can be saved, through the blood of Jesus, through the cross, through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the only way we can be saved. So When we accept Jesus Christ, now this is amazing. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is amazing. When we accept Jesus Christ, this is what happened. We are no longer the man of sin, because we died with Christ. We were buried with him. This is a transaction now, you know, when we get saved. And then we not only buried with him, we rose from the dead with him. And remember, the word of God says that Jesus ascended into heaven. And the same way we see him ascend, and the same way we have come back down. And the same way we are going to rise on that last day when the trumpet sound. And it said the dead in Christ rise first, and all living are going to meet them in the air. Same way we are going to rise, like how Jesus ascend. Same way we are going to rise. So we go through the same process that Jesus went through when he died. He went through the crucifixion. So our flesh has to be crucified now. So that's why we're here living this life. So that we fleshly self can be crucified. So that we can go through that process of pruning and purification. So we can meet God. Can say God is holy. So we have to be holy too. So here, oh, we are going to become sons now. We are going to become sons of God now. Through Jesus Christ. So when we take on that, when we get saved, we take on Christ, and therefore when God see us, he no longer see sinful man, but he see Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. So we are no longer outcast. When God see we, God said, this is my son, these are my children. They are no longer outcast, these are my children. And he says this because of Jesus Christ. So we are adopted into the kingdom of God. And we can cry, Abba, Father, just like how Jesus Christ. Abba, Father, say, Abba, Father, and call out to him, Father, and say, Father. And pray to him, Father, when he was here on earth, and pray to his Father. And he begged the Father, say, look, when we leave here, send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the same Spirit from the beginning. He said, I go ask you to give them the Spirit so that them can abide. They can stay in me. They can finish the race. They can endure to the end if they have the Spirit. And God gave us the Spirit. So he said, who have the Spirit of God is the Son of God. We are the sons of God because we have the Spirit of God who lives in us. So we are now God's children. So when the word of God said there is no other way in heaven or earth or under the sea or wherever that man can be saved, now you have an understanding how important it is to be saved. Hallelujah. So I hope you get an understanding. This conversation started out with one man who asks about Genesis 1:26 when God said, let us make man in our image. And they say, how far the conversation gone? Almost 25 minutes worth of conversation. But blessed be the name of the Lord who causes us to triumph. Through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Remember now, Revelation 13, verse 9.com for more revelation. This is not me. This is God himself working through me. Hallelujah. Amen.